Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now Masechet Mura Daf Tetvav Amud Aleph, taking a look at the second Mishnah on this, the second Perek. Again, looking at the differences between Korban Yachid and Korban Tzibur. Chatat Hayachid Shekipru Ba'aleha Meta. And this enters us into the very interesting world of the Chataot HaMetot, the famous Halacha L'Moshe Sinai of the five Chataot HaMetot. We're going to look at them a bit more later on. But chatat hayachid. So let's say a person ate chaylev by accident. He set aside a chatat, and then he got lost. That animal got lost. He got another one, brought it, and then found the first one. That's called a chatat shekipru ba'aleha, that the owners already got kapara. Meta, it has to be killed. Mishel tzibur ain't a meta, but if it's a public chatat that got lost, like a chatat of regalim or of some sort, then it does not get killed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tamut, he disagrees, says it is. Shimon Omer, Mamasino be, here is the first three categories of chatat meta. Vlad chatat, you have a chatat that gives birth. Tmurat chatat, the tmura, chatat shemetu ba'alehaf, the owners died. Tvarim amurim biachid v'lobet tzibur. Those could only be biyachid, as we'll see the Gemara will explicate. So therefore, afshe kibru balehav shibra shnata, the other two categories, which is, if a chatat, the owner already gained atonement, or it passed its 1 year, and couldn't be brought again, biyachid v'amamurim v'lo b'tzibur, it's only about a korban yachid, since the first three could only be korban yachid, therefore the other two are also korban yachid. Now let's see, Tanu Rabbanan. Mahomer chatat yavi. The Torah in the parsha of chatat says chatat keves yavi chatat. Why do I say that? Minayin the makdish chatato v'yavda. How do I know that if you makdish a chatat and it got lost, v'yifrich acher tachta, and you got to replace it, even say to rishona kayem, and then you found the first one, hashtanom dot, and both of them in front of you, you didn't bring anything yet. Minayin she'ezum and she'yotze yavi. You could bring either one. Tamadomer chatat yavi chatat. You could bring any either chatat. I might think you have to bring both of them, kind of like a tmura. Tamanoa yivien na. You bring it. Achat veloshtayim. Veotashne alati aleh. So what happens to the one that you don't bring? Rabbi Yehuda says, let it graze, get a mum, etc. Shimon Omer tamut. Don't you have to kill it? Rabbi Yehuda tira. Since when did Rabbi Yehuda say graze? Rabbi Yehuda tamut shemin aleh. In our Mishnah, he takes an even more stern position than Rabbi Shimon, says even a chatat tzibur tamut. So the answer is epoch. Good. So flip around that bright. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tamut, Rabbi Shimon Omer Tir'eh. But Rabbi Shimon Tir'eh, but Rabbi Shimon certainly doesn't say Tir'eh. Rabbi Shimon Chamesh Chatot Meitot. He's the famous author of the Chamesh Chatot Meitot, which includes, of course, Chatat Shekipru Ba'aleha. Elol on the epoch. So don't turn it around. Stick with the original version. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says Tir'eh. V'lo kasha. And how do we resolve it? Kan ba'avuda m'shat hafrasha. If the original one was not around when you designated the new one, which would be the only reason you designated a new one, and then you found it before kapara, then tir'eh. But avudah b'shat kapara, if you lost it, you found, got a new one, offered the new one, and then found the old one, then he would agree, tamut. He could say both of them are shat hafrasha, meaning when it was found before kapara. As we will see developed, but according to Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda would be of the opinion that tamut, and according to Rabbanan, they would have the opinion that Rabbi Yehuda would say, tir'eh. Okay, now, wait a second, is there anybody who says that chatat tzibur, the Baalim already had kapara, meta? V'atanya, we have this very interesting story. Kayotze b'amar of Yossi. He quotes this pasuk, v'abayim yashevi, b'nei ha-gola, yikribu olot parim, shnei masar, elim tishim v'tisha, kvasim shivim v'shiva, sirei chatat, shnei masar. An amazing, astounding amount of animals that are brought at the beginning of Bayit Sheni, and they're called Olot, but they're called Chatat. V'chatat mikarva Ola, since when can you bring a Chatat as an Ola? So Amarava ki Ola, meaning it was brought like an Ola, meaning ma Ola in an Echelet of Chatat in an Echelet. This is a Chatat that wasn't eaten. Why? Sharebi Yossi Omer, Avodah Zarah Avium. These were Chataot brought for Avodah Zarah, which has a din of dam bifnim, and therefore they're burned outside and they're not eaten. Which Avodah Zarah is this? Avodah Zarah that was done during Beit Rishon, at the end of Beit Rishon. And now we assume, because I can tell you, man di idle chatat zibur shnigabru balei hameta, idle nami chatat zibur shemetu balei hameta. We assume that anybody who holds the position that if you have a chatat zibur, that the owner's already got kapara, that chatat has to die, just like chatat yachid. They would also hold that a chatat zibur, that if all the owners, all the people involved in that chait, were already dead, when you got around to the chatat, then it would also meta. V'hacha di'ika lemetu balei, here you certainly have people who died. Meaning, since the time of Tzidkiyahu, we'll call it 55 years later, the Kakarva, it's actually more than that, but Kakarva, there's certain people who died during that time who had been guilty of the sin in Tzidkiyahu's time, and you still bring the Korban. So Papa, Filiman Damar Chatat Sibur Shekibu Ba'alei Ameta, Papa makes a split. He says, even someone who would say, Chatat Sibur Shekibu Ba'alei dies, like Rabbi Yehuda does in our Mishnah, Chatat Sibur Shemetu Ba'alei Ein Ameta. But you don't have a chatat zibur where the owners died. Why? Chatat zibur meitim. There is no such thing as the death of the zibur. The zibur is a corporate entity that continues on forever, not just an assemblage of all the different component people involved. So manalei papaha. Where do you get that from? Inam shum dichtiv tachad avotacha yuvanecha, that the children take the place of their parents. So yachid fili yachid nami. So then it would be true also about a chatat yachid if an heir brought it. You see it from the fact that we bring korbanot during the year on Rosh Chodesh and on Yamim Tovim. The Torah said you have to bring it from Machzir HaShekel, from the fund. And not just perhaps, but assuredly, by the time Sukkot comes around, the time Rosh Chodesh Shvat comes around, you certainly have people who were alive and donated during the Adar before, who by now are dead. And nonetheless we bring it. You see, the tzibur doesn't die. When you donate to the tzibur, you donate to something that's beyond just a collection of those individuals. The other possible way to say it is that maybe these korbanot brought in the Pasuk in Ezra were actually brought for the old people who were still alive, who had sinned as young people on time Tzidkiyahu. Because we know there were people at the time alive, because when they first set up the Mikdash, the second Mikdash, we read, V'arbim ha-kohanim ha-vim rasher avot ha-zkinim ha-shra'ut ha-bayit ha-shon mi-yosdo zeh ha-bayit pochim ha-kol gadov rabim bitruha. All the old people who were the kohanim ha-levim and the heads of the families who remembered the first bayit when they set the establishment of this paltry little bayit, they were weeping because they remembered the big bayit, and a lot of people were very happy because they were young, they'd never seen a bayit. So, maybe these weepers were the minority. The answer is, you couldn't distinguish between the weeping and the joy, which proves to you that there must have been way more weepers than joyous people, because otherwise the joyous sounds would drown them out. So, well, time out. Okay, that settles the problem of why this is not a tzibur meitim. Either because tzibur doesn't die, or because it was really brought for all those people who were still alive. But the question is, how could they even bring these korbanot? These people did avodah zarah intentionally. There's no chatat for that. Rabbi Yochanan Horat Sha'aita, it was a special dispensation for that hour. You have to say it, because otherwise, Bishlam Parim Sirim, you look back at the order, and you see that they brought 12 Parim, and they brought 77 Sirei Chatat, they brought 12 of them. We understand when they won for Shevet, we understand the numbers, we also understand the propriety of bringing those particular animals, relative to what we know from the Torah about Chataot. All these kvasim, you have 77 kvasim and 99 elim. Who's that representing? The numbers are strange. It must have been some special dispensation for that hour. Okay, tananatam, we have this Mishnah, Mishmet Yos, this is a Mishnah in Sota at the end that describes the downturn from the era of the Zugot to the end of the period of the Mishnah and afterwards. Mishmet Yosef ben Yoezer, Ish Tzedav, Yosef ben Yochanan, Ish Rishalayim, Batlu HaEshkolot. That was the, those are the last of the Eshkolot. What's the Eshkolot? Isha Kobo, Renaissance man. Somebody who has Halachan, Agadan, Mikra, and Gimatrot, etc. All of these great people from Moshe's time till Yosef ben Yoezer learned like Moshe Rabbeinu on that level. Afterwards it dropped off. How could you say that? After all, we have a tradition. There were 3,000 halachot forgotten during the mourning for Moshe. Meaning that already in the next generation, they were bereft of what Moshe had. So dishtakach, the answer is dishtakach lo ishtakach. So that which was forgotten was forgotten. Whatever they did have, they learned like Moshe Rabbeinu. So once Moshe died, so there was machloket, and they had to make a decision based on the rov. So the answer is liba dim imit migmar havu gemir lo kamosh rabenu. He said, "You're right. There was a lessening of knowledge and understanding. But whatever it is that they learned like Moshe Rabenu, whatever that may mean. But they learned on that level." All right. So the liba d'imid means that they really weren't able to restore that which was lost during Moshe Rabbeinu's avel. We're going to see more about that. Nita Tana, we have another brayta. Again, lo hayam shum dofi. There was no flaw. Shum dofi. Afterwards, there were people. Nobody. Everybody had flaws. No flaws in among the great leaders till then. But how can that be? Vatanya Maseh b'chassid echad. We have a story about a chassid. Shagoneach milibo. This guy was suffering. His heart was, the doctors were troubled by his heart. He has to have fresh milk. That's what it means. Fresh milk every morning. They brought him a goat. And they brought him a goat and they tied it to his bed. And he would nurse from it directly every morning and get milk to make him healthy. The next day, his friends came to visit him. They said he's got an armed robber in his house because the Chachamim made a takana not to raise Behemad Daka in Eretz Yisrael because they graze in other people's fields and they steal. How can we visit our friend? Look at us. He's got this terrible animal here. And they found that was the only thing he'd done wrong. And when he died, he said, "I know that that's the only sin I have." I violated my colleague's words who said not to raise Be'mal Daka. Why is that a critical piece? Anytime we have that phrase, or Biran Bava or Biura Ben Barilai, who both were in the second century. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, the famous Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Baba, the famous Rabbi Yehuda Baba who gave the last smicha. Both of them lived after the Bar Kokhba Rebellion, a good 200 plus years after Yosef ben Yoezer Yisrida. Rabbanan Bati Yosef ben Yoezer Yisrida. The answer is Dari Dari Havu. There were different generations. Meaning that it's not the case that, that throughout the period from Yosef and Yoezer on, there was nobody who was blameless. Rabbi Yosef Dofi Shal Smicha Ktani. When we said that up until his time there was no Dofi, it meant the Dofi of Smicha. Smicha went the Machloket, the famous Machloket, which we regard as the first big Machloket about whether you do Smicha on Yom Tov. That flaw that there was not a consensus on everything only started after that. But that's not true, because if you look at the famous Mishnah in Chagiga by Yosef and Yoezer Gufei Miflik Palig B'Smicha, he's one of the disputants about the issue of Smicha. The answer is Ki Iflik Baba Sof Shaneh. He only disagreed, had that machloket at the end of his life. Tabatzo Liba, his heart grew a little weak, meaning his thinking, his learning wasn't as strong, and that's why that happened. Okay. We have this tradition that 3,000 halachot were forgotten in all of the tumult and sadness in Moshe's mourning. Amrulo de Yoshua. So they said to Yoshua, Sha'al, ask God to restore them. Nevuah, amale lo b'shamayim hi. So he said that Torah is not in heaven. Famous sugya of Tonu Shalachnai. Amrullah l'Shmuel. So then they came a few generations later and they asked Shmuel, Sha'al, Amar lahem, Ela mitzvot, the last pasuk of Vayikra. Shein navi rishay l'chadesh tavar me'ata. You can't use Nevuah anymore. You have to use Mesorah, you have to use logic, you have to use whatever other system you got. Yitzchak Napacha. Af chatat shemeitu balen, ishakchav me'ev lo shemoshah. That's why this whole piece is here, because he says that the whole issue of chatat shemeitu baleha was one of the halachot that was forgotten during Evlo Shemoshe. Amru lefinchas sha'al. So they asked Pinchas. You ask. Amar le'lo v'shamayim. He quoted the same pasuk. Amru le'lo azar sha'al. Amar lahem e'le mitzvot. So it goes back and forth. And the mention of Shmuel here is a little bit out of time. She'en av shlo chadim v'amata. Amru yura marav. V'sha'a sh'niftal Moshe Rabbeinu le'gan Eden. When Moshe Rabbeinu died. Amar le'lo Yoshua. He told Yoshua. Shalmei kol sfekot she'yesh lecha. I'm about to die. Ask me anything you want. Well, Rabbi, klumi nachticha shachad v'lachta makom acher, I never left you. Lokach katavta, you yourself wrote the Torah, mishato Yoshua ben Nun nar lo yimishitoch ha'oel. I never left the tent, I was at your side all the time. So miyat hashash kochosu Yoshua. Yeshua then got weak. Shachum menesh shlosh meot halachot. He forgot 300 halachot. You see this number 3 keeps popping up in the story. 3,000 halachot, 300 halachot. V'nadula shva meot sfekot. And he had 700 sfekot. V'amdu kol Yisrael argo. They all wanted to kill him. So Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to distract him. He said, "Lomar lecha yefshar. I'm not allowed to tell you the halachot. That's not how I work anymore. I told Moshe, that's it. Lech v'todan rochama. Get everybody busy with the war. They will forget about it. Shenemar v'yachrim al Moshe v'adonai. V'yomar adonai al Yehoshua v'nu m'shoret Moshe le'mor. Kum avor teyodin hazeh. Moshe v'dimet. Kum avor teyodin hazeh. So when the first thing Hashem said to Yeshua after Moshe died was, go to war. Now, Manitin Tana, Elef Ushvamiot Kalim Machamorin, there are 1,700 Kalvachomers. Ugzerot Shemotikle Sofrim Shakhub Mev Lo Shemoshe. All of these fine interpretations were lost during that time. So who was it who restored all these halachot? Otniel ben Knaz, using his pilpul, meaning his ability to deduce. Why is this important? Because what's the city that Otniel ben Knaz conquered? So his half-brother, Kalev, had conquered Kiryat Arba, as he requested from Yoshua. And then he said, who will conquer Kiryat Sefer? So the plan, Kiryat Sefer is, that's the learning. So whoever does will get my daughter Achsa. Who conquered it? Otniel ben Knaz, his younger brother. So now, parenthetically, V'lamani Krashma Achsa, why is this girl called Achsa? Ko'elta ko'esa lishto. Anybody who sees her, she's so beautiful, he gets angry at his wife, why don't you look like that? So she came to her father, and she jumped off the donkey to ask something. My v'titznach, what does that mean? Which in modern Hebrew, she parachuted. Just like this donkey, if you don't have any food in its trough, he immediately starts yelling. Same thing, I'm a woman, and if you don't allow me to have any produce in my house, I'm going to be complaining, because the land you gave me is a land that's not fertile. So you put me in the Negev, in the dry area, so give me a gift. What's that? Bayit sheminugav mikol tovah. The drasha is, it's a house that's dried up from all good things. What's that? Adam she'ein bo ela Torah bilvad. So she said, I want somebody who's only got Torah. So what did Kalev give her? He gave her the upper wells and the lower wells. What's the drasha? Amala mishadar yonim tachtonim vakesh menu mizonot. Somebody who lives in the upper worlds and the lower worlds, and you're worried about food, meaning he's saying to her, you're married to Otniel, he's the one who's taking you, he is a great master, what are you worried about food for? And the idea was that he wasn't really providing. Now, parenthetically, Kalev ben Kenaz, but Kalev is the brother of Otniel, Otniel's ben Kenaz, how could Kalev be ben Kenaz? Kalev ben Yefunehu, he's called Kalev ben Yefuneh throughout Chumash. So the main way they explain it is, Mayifunesh Panami Atzat Meraglim. Really, he's Kalev ben Kenaz, and he's a full brother of Otniel. That's the way that they're reading it. And Yefuneh is a nickname given because he turned away Panah from the rest of the Meraglim. Vakati ben Kenazu, but he's not ben Kenaz, ben Chetzronhu. Because when we read about him, Divrei Amim, we hear about Kalev ben Chetzron, who lead it to Azuvat. Amarava Chorge de Kenazu. He was his stepbrother. Tana, who Otniel, who Ya'abates. Now we got another drasha, that Otniel is the same as this fellow Ya'abates, that we hear about only in Diramim. Umashmo Yehuda Achi Shimon Shmo. His name was really Yehuda. Otniel, why is he called Otniel? She'ana O'el. God answered him. Ya'abates, why? She'a'atz rebates Torah Yisrael. He was Mi'a'ates and rebates. Ya'abates, Torah, and he expanded and propagated Torah Yisrael. O'el, how do we know God answered him? D'chtiv, Vaikra Ya'abates, the Elohi Yisrael, Emor, Imbarech Tvarcheni, Verbeta Gvuli, Vaita Yadcha, he asked for all of these things, and God gave it to him. He said, give me a blessing, and give me a broad area, and have your hand with me, right? And God gave him everything he asked. What does that mean? I should have lots of talmidim. Your hand should be with me, that I shouldn't forget any of my learning. Meaning that I should have lots of I should have lots of friends. I'm playing on the word ra'a with ro'eh, with re'im, and with friends. Levelti otzbi meaning shaloyish sagveni etzara milishnot, that my etzara should not get in my way and keep me from learning. Matal sekin mutav. He said, if you do that, fine. If not, then I'm going to go down and shaol and bad. God gave him what he wanted. So the same thing you have in this pasuk of Mishnah. A poor man and the isht chachim met, and God enlightens both of them. What does that mean? When a student goes to his Rebbe, and says, teach me, if he teaches him, then God opens both of their eyes. They both learn. Then a poor man and a rich man meet, and God makes them all. Meaning, God made one wise, he'll make him foolish. And the other one who was foolish, who was the student, who needed to learn, he'll become the chacham. Now, Zumishnat Rabbi Natan, that's the way Rabbi Natan read this. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Omer, in Barech Tvarcheni, is a whole different thing. It's not about Limud Torah, but Piriya V'Rivya, with children. Beitet Gvuli, not B'Talmidim, but B'Banim Uvanot. Atayad Chaim Adi, your hand will be with me, Masal Matan, that I'll be able to do good business, make money. Asita Merati, Shliyebin Mechush Rosh, Mechush Oznaim, Mechush Einaim. I shouldn't be affected by headaches, by earaches or eye aches. Tiotzpi, Shlisagve Yitzharam Elishtot. Again, the Yitzhar shouldn't keep me from learning. Okay, Mutam, Lav Harini Holech, Benisisi Lishol. So the ending is the same. Kayotzim Devar Talmer, Rash Vish Tachim, Nivkashim Eresham Adonai, Vishash Ani Holech Yitzhar Balabite. Now it's not about studying and a Talmud going to his Rabbi, but a poor man going to a wealthy man. Mar Panasein, he says, help me. If he helps him, fine. Meaning, he'll take the rich man and make him poor. And he made this man poor, he'll make him rich. Okay. Back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Mamatzin. Rabbi Shimon's argument is that, after all, the two chataat meta, the three chataat meta that we already know about, are all biyachid. Meaning, we know that chatat, vrad chatat, tmurat chatat, and chatat shemetu baleha could only be biyachid. And that's his argument, that the other two could only be biyachid also. Tana Rabbanan, here we'll see it expanded. Rabbi Shimon Omer, chamesh chatot metot. Here we see the list. Vrad chatat, tmurat chatat, chatat shemetu baleha, chatat shkibu baleha, chatat shibrash tatat. You can't talk about Vlad Chatat Petzibur. Why? She'en Chatat Nekeva Petzibur. There's no Nekeva, there's no female Chatat Petzibur. So you can't have a Vlad. You can't talk about a Tmura. We've already seen that. The Tzibur can't, you can't make a Tmura on a Korban Tzibur. You can't talk about that. Why? The Vishen Tzibur may team. There is no death of the community. So the other two that are left, Shikibuba Lav, Shivrash Nata, Lo Matzina, we don't have any rules. We don't have any guidance. Maybe these things apply to a Chatat Tzibur also, which is Rabbi Yehuda's position. Amarta Yilamet Satum Mimforash. We'll learn the unclear one from the one that's clear, one that's explicit. Mam Forash Beachid Velobet Sibur. Just like the clear one is only Korban Yachid, those three. So therefore, the two that we don't know about will only be Korban Yachid. But the question is, you're taking two cases which are Efshar, meaning you theoretically could have a Chatat Shekibur Balaya, the Tzibur set aside a Chatat, and they lost it, and they got another one, and brought it, and they found the first one. So, or a Chatat that was left around too long, it got too old. That could happen. And you're trying to learn that from the case of Efshar, where in all three cases it's impossible for it to happen? That doesn't work. So Amar Shlakish Abani New Land. So the answer, one answer that may be here is Rav Shimon Machad Malkum Gamar Lehu, that Rav Shimon got it all as one unit. Rav Shlakish gives a different answer. Arbaani New Land. That there were of the five cases, they were told at Har Sinai that four of them were Meta, one was Ro'ah, and they didn't know which one was Ro'ah. They forgot. And that's part of this whole forgetting during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu's Avelut, which is why the whole piece was brought in. Vehemidu Malchamesh. And what they did is they said, so all five will be meta. V'salka daitach b'tzibur, but if you think that it's talking about tzibur, hanach mi mitanu b'tzibur, you don't have four b'tzibur. The most you could have is two b'tzibur. So if all four of them are meta, four out of five, you know it's only b'yachid. Therefore, you have to go to what you know and apply that to what you don't know. Ratan Mary his differently. Achat nelan, only one of the five was the meta, but they didn't know which one. And we do all chamesh. And then they said, so all five will be meta. And here, though, one of them could have been one of the two that's possible with Sibur. But let's say, why do we find out where they learned the Hoach of Chatat Meta? Maybe it was in the context of a Korban Sibur, which means that then it would apply to Korban Sibur, at least in the cases where it's possible. So the answer is, Shtei Shichot Shachu. They forgot two things. Meaning, they forgot which one was Meita, and the other four were Ro'ah, and they also forgot whether they learned that one in the context of Tzibur Yachid. V'kashaluhu, v'isalka taitach b'tzibur, hanach mi'itanu b'tzibur, but all five of them certainly aren't b'tzibur. Alashramanai lemein tzatum furash, and therefore you have to take what you know and apply it to what you don't know. Mam furash b'yachid v'lo b'tzibur, af tzatum b'yachid v'lo b'tzibur. And therefore, just like the three that we know explicitly are only b'yachid, therefore the two that we don't know about, we're going to say, or only be Achid and not Petzibur, and that's Rabbi Shimon's point against Rabbi Yehuda, that Chatat, Shibrash Tatan, Chatat, Shikipru Baleha, or only be Achid, otherwise it's Ro'ah, Ad Shiistaev. Okay, we'll pause this point, we'll pick it up with the third and final Mishnah in this parak, and finish the parak in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.